Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Everybody, my name is Benson and I love movies. This is Benson Loves Movies, coming to you from the governor's mansion in whatever state Benson was in. Gramercy Theater is where we're at in New York City on Sunday, August 19th, Two Oceans 12. Let me see your name tags. Let me see them. I know you thought that was going to happen later, but I'm anxious. Oh, the lights came up. There's people up top. This is sweet. Christian. It's a picture of Jesus. God bless America. Oh, your name's Erica. That's a good one. That's pretty clever. Kill Bill Parker. Are you Bill Parker? You shouldn't walk around with a sign that says that. Goldie Hawn, Ghost Protocol. He took the protocol poster and he put a ghost-like hood over Goldie Hawn because that's how Ghost Protocol works. Oh my God, there's so many good ones. Thank you guys so much for bringing those. There's a, what is that, a big rug in the shape of a dog biscuit? It's a dog bag? Dog bed? And you just brought it? Or is that your name? Is your name Dogbed? Are you Indian? My name is Dogbed. You guys, don't laugh at that. That was racist and stupid. Not necessarily in that order. Well, thank you for bringing name tags. Since last I spoke and you listened, I did a movie interruption at CineFamily in Los Angeles of Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter. With guests Rob Hubel, Morgan Murphy, and Jason Mantzoukas. And it's definitely the best movie ever made about Abraham Lincoln killing vampires. Until someone else makes one, that is. Then I flew here to New York, and you know, Doug loves musicals. You know that about me. Yeah, I've seen 3 this weekend. I saw Into the Woods in Central Park, which is great place to see a show. Maybe not that show, but it wasn't for me. But people around me seemed to be enjoying it, and I saw Porgy and Bess featuring David Alan Greer, who some of you may have deduced, oh, Doug knows Adam Carolla. David Alan Greer's on Adam Carolla all the time. Maybe Doug will reach out to him and get him to appear here tonight. And the answer is no, I'm not going to do that. Because that guy wouldn't let anybody else talk, probably. I think he's hilarious, but he should be on a show with only one other person. And man, on that, Porgy and Bess, he danced like a motherfucker. Like, he's a talented son of a bitch. So props to Dag. And I also saw a show called Dogfight, which is just like the movie Dogfight, but with singing and dancing instead of dogfighting. I mean, there's not much dogfighting in the movie Dogfight, if you know what it's about. Anyway, that was a good show. I enjoyed that very much. And earlier today, we taped Benson Interruption number 17 here at the Gramercy. Were some of you here for that? Yeah. So that's going to be available soon or now in the comedy album section of iTunes. Do you guys think it's worth listening to? Yeah? Okay. That's the one guy. No! Don't do it! From the corrections department regarding Bert Kreischer, when he was on, Charlize Theron's mother killed her father legally. I don't know what that means, but that's what Wikipedia says, is that it was legally done. She did all the right paperwork to kill him. And the animators of Archer, like the production of Archer, does in fact live in Atlanta. It's just not the people who do the voices. And let's look at the prize bag, you guys, for tonight. We got some pretty amazing stuff. We got an Albert Nobbs DVD, and it's written on it by the person who brought it. Please don't post online. This is traceable to me, and I value my standing in the Academy. So... Somebody wrote that. You'll find out soon enough. We have a CD from one of my guests and also a book that's based on a movie featuring one of my guests. And I guess I could show you this T-shirt because it doesn't really give away who is coming out here, because it's a T-shirt for a movie called The Guns of New York. And it looks like it's a movie about guns in New York. I don't know if it's for or against them. And then... I brought a Douglas Movies T-shirt that one of the guests signed because he didn't remember to bring some, and also Smug Life and Professional Humoridian CDs are also for the winning tonight. I asked a lot of great people to come by tonight, and five of them said yes, and so they are here for your entertainment. Please welcome John Mulaney, Morgan Spurlock, Mike Birbiglia, Paul Rudd, and John Hamm.
We did it. We did it.
You guys did it. You showed up here. People love your presence and the presence that you brought. Let's go through them. Paul Rudd is here, everybody.
Thank you. Hello.
And Paul's inaugural appearance.
What's that?
Paul's inaugural appearance on the podcast.
Yeah, first time ever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Long time listener.
Long time not listener, first time appearer. And he's busy. You know, do you listen to podcasts, Paul?
I love podcasts. I watch them all the time.
There's some video ones. But yeah,
what channel is this one on?
This one is on Channel Fun. It's right next to one on your dial. And you brought the Albert Nobbs DVD, so thank you for contributing that.
It's my own personal screener from last year.
So let's be cool about it, everybody. Whoever wins, don't make a big thing out of it. Don't run down the street, Albert Nobbs screener! Shouldn't be in my possession.
I'm fairly certain it's traceable back to me, so just don't post it online.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll be kicked out of the union.
Be cool about it.
So be cool.
John Mulaney is here, everybody, and he...
Thank you. I'm as excited as you are.
He brought a copy of his CD, New in Town. Very popular.
Which you asked me to bring.
I did. You don't just show up places with
it.
I said, please bring something.
It would be a great gift.
Yeah, but also I like to get in a plug for you, and you signed it for you, free CD, and $19 savings to you.
Yeah.
To whoever this is.
And then after I signed it, I was like, I think it's only $13.99 or something like that.
But then when they show it to their friends, they'll be excited for the $19 savings.
That's true. Then you look better.
Mike Birbiglia is also joining us.
Hey, Doug. I'm very excited to be here next to Paul Rudd, who's consistently in my life called the more attractive version of me. I get that constantly, and it hurts. You don't seem to be disagreeing.
I don't know what to say. Honestly, it's like, I feel like I'm looking in a mirror.
Thank you so much. I do too.
Wait. Yeah, there you go. There we go. Perfect.
The listeners never tire of the physical humor.
It was brilliant, if anyone's wondering.
They love it. And speaking of physical humor, there's a lot of it in Mike Birbiglia's new movie, Sleepwalk With Me.
Nice. Oh, thank you.
And you're giving away a copy of the book version of your original. This is the play. It's not an adaptation of the movie. Like, someone wasn't assigned to write a book about the movie. Because those are great. Those movies that weren't books first and then become a book, some sad sack has to write.
Now it's called novelization.
Yes, that's the word for it.
I did a book report on the book of Home Alone.
Did you take him to task for not describing the movie correctly?
Did I what?
Was it a critical book report, or were you a pro the adaptation?
I didn't like how they indulged. Like, they went into some of his inner motivations that I don't think John Hughes ever intended.
The kid was also very mad at paint and bowling balls, so they got caught in the crossfire.
The kid hated Italians, and that's why he went after. Kevin McAllister hated Italians.
In the book, do they just say Joe Pesci's character?
Daniel Stern walked in. And then...
I was always troubled that they were called the Wet Bandits. That to me sounds like they're bandits that jerk off on everything. And then that's their calling card. So, Sleepwalk With Me, the film, opens when? August?
In New York this Friday, August 24th. Mm-hmm. And then in 20 cities the following Friday, the 31st of August, including Los Angeles, Chicago, and the other cool cities. Though I like other cities.
People love it. Rotten Tomatoes, it's at 100% positive reaction from the critics so far.
Yeah, it hasn't been seen by many people.
But 100% of the critics who haven't seen it yet are really excited about it, and they love it. And for people who don't know about your one-man show that the movie's based on, just a quick recap, why is it called Sleepwalk With Me?
I have a sleep disorder called REM behavior disorder, which led me to a dangerous incident where I jumped out a second-story window in my sleep.
And, hey, spoiler alert.
No, it's not. It's actually not. It's in the... You can know that and see the movie.
And, this is sounding an awful lot like Home Alone.
Well, it has a Home Alone-like twist in the third act, but no, it's and it's basically about this character's developing this comedy career and being in denial about his relationship going south and also his deteriorating health, and it's funny. I can't seem to I can't describe it in a funny way, but it has a lot of jokes and it's funny. And oh, and Paul Rudd's in it. No, no, he's not actually.
I'm not?
No. The unattractive version of Paul Rudd is the star.
I couldn't even get an audition for him, I remember.
There isn't a scene where you look in a mirror and talk about your goals with yourself. This is how I'd like to look eventually. If I could just get past this damn sleepwalking thing. Like, wouldn't it be great if we, as a sleepwalker, instead of diving through a window, you just got on the elliptical for a few hours?
I didn't know we were going to write jokes for this.
I didn't either, brother. Morgan Spurlock is here. He brought the crazy gun shirt, the gun movie, Guns of New York, and doesn't you don't really know anything about it, do you?
I was at a film festival last night, and the producer of the film said you should have a T-shirt from my movie, and so I brought that for you.
There you go. Well, I'm gonna pay it forward to whoever wins tonight. Now, John Mulaney, you have to. This is your first time on the show.
Yeah.
And you just, it's a pretty natural assumption, I think, that you thought, oh, this show's probably about an hour long. And so you have to leave at once we're an hour into it. You're essentially our Cinderella.
He's taping the Corolla podcast across town.
And you have to skedaddle at 9 o'clock. So
yeah, that's the way I planned it, but I didn't know who was going to be on the show, so...
Oh, now you think it's probably smart to just stay for the whole thing and blow off that, what was it, a bar mitzvah? Where were you?
Yeah,
were you headed to a La Quinceañera? Do they say La Quinceañera or is it just Quinceañera? I don't know.
Come on, he is headlining.
La Quinceañera? Yeah. Right? You'd use the Spanish, probably.
No, it's just Quinceañera. Is that where you were going?
I am going to a Quinceañera.
Okay. That's probably good for you to... You should probably take off then.
John. I feel really bad about
John,
it.
John, don't feel bad about it.
I actually was given 2 Albert Nobb screeners, and I will give you my other one if you stick around.
All right.
John has just taken out his phone. All right. And it looks like he's going to text someone.
Dear Manuela...
Did Mulaney just text you, John?
Yeah, John, it's cool. It's cool if you stay. It's totally cool if you stay.
Look over to your right. I am in a bit of a pickle.
So, John Hamm, you... You are here. Are you all caught up on Breaking Bad?
Yes.
It must be you. There must be a little bit of weird pride that you have to be like you're like Breaking Bad's sister show.
Sure.
Sure. And they probably have the similar pride with you.
Sure.
Yeah. It's that show about the trains in the Wild West. They're like left out in the cold. They don't really fit in yet.
Hell and Wheels?
I think they... See, it sounds like it's about a lady who drives real fast.
No, that's Transamerica.
Knobs.
I don't watch a lot of TV. John, are you on Burn Notice? I don't know which show you're on.
I'm on Burn Notice. This season.
John is quite good. I'm going to warn all the other panelists. John is quite good at the Leonard Maltin game and is a
finalist in the current Tournament of Championships. Yeah. Which we're just waiting for a day when he's not too busy to participate.
I'm never too busy for a podcast, Doug. I think I've proven that over and over again.
It really is. It's your bread and butter, the podcast. So you're just. I was asking you backstage. You're just hanging out in New York for a bit.
Yes.
Not necessarily working on
taking
anything.
Taking it in.
You must have some. You must have a film in the can. There must be something that you've completed.
That sounds filthy.
You must have made one of those shit room movies.
No. No. Friends with Kids out on DVD and VOD. But other than that, I am fully unemployed.
When you're sitting in a hotel room, as I often do, they or on my on-demand in Los Angeles on cable, they're selling Friends with Kids as a hilarious comedy starring John Hamm and Kristen Wiig. It's a little bit of a mislead because you're probably the least hilarious part of the movie because your character is kind of a fucker.
We didn't have a lot of input in how the movie was marketed.
Not that it's working.
They did a wonderful job, however, if anybody's out there listening. That was the choice to sort of, since a lot of the people are in Bridesmaids, are in our movie,
yeah.
They thought that would be a fun way in to lure people to watching a movie that's nothing like they expected.
Yeah. Remember,
no, everybody likes to be fooled.
They should be saying, remember the more serious parts of Bridesmaids? This shit is heavier. But with the same people.
Yeah.
It's like an Orson Welles cast of whatever they were called, the Mercury Theater. And one guy in the back, hey!
That's weird, a 30s radio theater joke didn't go over well.
I don't know why. I thought this was a Magnificent Ambersons crowd. I will hold off on any, I will not mention Battleship Potemkin.
Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater, one of the first podcasters.
Yeah, he podcasted the aliens were taking over.
Indeed.
Paul, what are you? You're how many films ahead are you at this point? Like how many are backed up on the runway?
I don't know, like three?
Three?
Three or four?
Been
like that.
Sealing the trailers for This Is 40. Looks amazing. Very entertaining.
Thank you. Yeah, it's. It comes out in December.
When I was watching Knocked Up, I was like, if they can figure out a way to get Heigl out of the equation, I will watch the shit out of this.
They did.
They did it.
Let's bring her out. They Catherine did. Heigl, everybody.
Bring her out. Oh, God.
She's not here. That we know of.
She was, you know, I'm sure it was just scheduling. I'm sure she was making a movie about a bounty hunter or a woman who can fly or something. A woman who can fly. I love those movies.
Mulaney read the book.
She's doing Amelia Earhart, but a sexier, long hair version. So what are the other ones, Paul, that you got coming out? I know, memory test.
Yeah, there's... A movie that I did with Paul Giamatti that Phil Morrison directed that doesn't have a title yet.
So watch for that.
Well, first let me take
John
you
Hamm,
back
wake
to
up,
the,
John
the idea of the film.
So sorry, you guys. Is Catherine Heigl here?
And then I'm trying to work on a snuff film with John Hamm.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, they will be. Again, another visual joke for the listeners at home.
Well, make it out, you know?
Yeah. Morgan Spurlock, how many movies have you made in the last, like, week or two?
16.
You're a busy man. You're a busy, busy, busy man. You've got Mansum is available to watch.
Starring Paul Rudd.
That
Manson man
today?
Right there.
There's a scene of like Paul Rudd and Jason Bateman in a bathtub.
Will Arnett and Jason Bateman.
Will
in
Arnett.
A bathtub.
Sorry, Paul.
No, it's okay.
And then what's next after that?
Now Mansum, which Mansum the film has become Mansum the web series. So now if you go to Yahoo, you can see Mansum 5 days a week every day, where we tell you how to be more Mansum. So you can learn things like, you know, how to pretend like you're listening to your girlfriend and like really important things men need to know. How to make your own sex tape. We just shot that one in Atlantic City.
And
this is important information, guys.
But it stars Charles Mansum, right?
That's right. Charles Mansum.
Charles Manson is very Manson
from Garbage. The soundtrack.
It was great. Yes.
Next week, swastika on your forehead.
We're saving that for week four.
Icebreaker or deal breaker? And what about, there's got to be something else you're holding back on me, Morgan.
No, that's about it.
That's it? Everything else is in development?
Yeah, nothing.
Okay, good. Well, I'd like you to slow down a little bit, because I'm trying to parody all of your films, and you're like three movies ahead of me, and it's exhausting. You really, you keep moving, man, and I appreciate that about you.
I'll go slow.
You know what? We
could have
just had that conversation backstage. There was no reason for me to share it with 242 people. Let me make sure I got all my questions in. Oh, Paul, you've done Shakespeare in the Park.
Well, at Lincoln Center, I haven't done Shakespeare in the Park, no.
Okay.
I've been to Shakespeare in the Park.
Moving on to Mike Birbiglia,
I went to Shakespeare in the Park.
You've seen Shakespeare in the Park?
Yep, I've seen it as well, yeah.
I've seen it as well.
I've actually seen Paul...
in the audience.
Go to Shakespeare in the Park also. I didn't say hi because I thought it would be weird. I'm fairly certain when I did Shakespeare at Twelfth Night, I went into the park to kind of go over my lines. So in a sense, technically,
yeah,
nobody classifies it that way, though. I mean, it's a really specific... No, it doesn't.
What they mean when they say Shakespeare in the Park.
Did we specify
which
park?
I think it counts. I think it counts.
It was during the summer. Right?
Yeah, I mean, okay.
I was talking to Paul, but thanks, John.
Here to help, Doug.
Thanks for jumping on that one, John.
Here to help.
I appreciate it. John Mulaney, not only a hilarious comedian, but also a writer.
What was your question about Shakespeare in the Park?
Once he said he hadn't done it, it ruined question.
No,
because my question was just going to be like, how many bugs flew in your mouth?
Oh.
It really...
You know what? Several did when I was just an audience member.
I saw Into the Woods there the other night.
How was it?
And I thought that 12th night you were in was done there, but it wasn't for me. It wasn't my cup of tea. Like, I don't like to drink a cup of tea that has shit in it. No,
well,
it's
Amy
really,
Adams is here. Let's bring her out. Amy?
I think it's really good. It's probably really good. It just wasn't for me. It just wasn't my thing. But outside, like, it was threatening to rain the whole time, so that was exciting. And there was, like, lightning in the background, and it was, you know, it was about witches and stuff, so that added
You should tell the actors
a pretty
that.
Cool
I liked
effect.
The lightning in the background.
Yeah. I like things that weren't happening on stage. I was my feet did a little tap number, and there was
the cab I took was lightning. Great there. It's just...
Yeah.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
But John does, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, you are half responsible for what the character Stefan says on Saturday Night Live.
With Bill Hader, yeah.
With Bill Hader.
You. Yeah, with Bill Hader.
You
we
work
write those
on
pieces.
It with him.
Yes.
And you must come up with the most fucking hilarious lines for that, because he can't be laughing that hard at the ones he came up with. So, because has there been a Stefan from beginning to end where he doesn't crack at some point?
We did it as a sketch once that with
Ben Affleck. Whereas like, he was like a character and they were pitching a movie. They were like the Wachowski brothers, sort of. And then I think he got through that, and then we did it on Update after that, and I don't think he's gotten through one, but we'll change. I'll change like lines in it right before air. So he's
just reading it off prompter?
No, I'll tell him. There are cue cards, not prompter. So I'll tell him as he's walking up, I'll be like, it's now Bologna Danza, you know, or something like that, as he's walking over there. Because if he reads it,
it's now Bologna Danza.
It is now Bologna Danza.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
Because that's where he's cracking up, is the new shit, right?
Like. Yeah, well, yeah, stuff that he's known about for maybe a minute and a half or something like that. And then one time I couldn't think of any new jokes for it, but we had a line about Taylor Negron. It was in the 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh,
Taylor
we
Negron
know,
instead of two turtle doves. I couldn't think of a new joke, so as Bill was about to roll out to talk to Seth, I handed him a photo I printed out of Taylor Negron, and it said, "Dear Bill Hader, thank you for never making fun of me on Weekend Update." I was like, "You need to see this before you go out there."
He, of course, is in Fast Times. He's pizza guy. He brings the pizza to Spicoli.
He's the guy on Seinfeld who washes Elaine's hair with tomato sauce. So.
Yeah. And he's the guy who in
Better Off Dead.
In Punchline says, "Ariel Rog."
Oh yeah, don't get carpet, get Ariarag.
Ariarag. Yeah. And he's also the guy, he's in Young Doctors in Love. I know everything, he gets killed, he falls into a propeller and gets shredded by a propeller at the end of Last Boy Scout, spoiler alert.
Oh yeah.
He worked in the liquor store in a movie called The Stoned Age. Yeah.
Paul Rudd, everybody.
Doug, really? You don't know The Stoned Age?
I don't.
You gotta watch it.
It seems like it's perfect for me.
It's awesome.
Seems like I would enjoy it. But Paul, have you seen, with your busy movie making schedule, have you been to the cinema lately? Have you seen any films?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have I said? I saw Beasts of the Southern Wild.
Really? That you're that excited about it? I thought it was good, but it was interesting, but very, it's a very small story. I mean, it's about a little girl, but it was, yeah, I definitely liked it, but I wouldn't sit in a room and go, woo, when the subject comes up. Right. It seems a little, let's see what else did you see? Well, maybe they're just excited about anything you've seen.
You know what I just watched 2 days ago? Yes! That's what I thought, too. It's great, isn't it? I just loved it. I watched Undefeated, the documentary.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, that's like Friday Night Lights, but for reals.
And for,
yeah.
all three audience members who saw that film, thank you for watching a documentary. We appreciate it.
Yeah, Morgan's over there. I make documentaries.
I saw a great documentary a few weeks ago, I Weiwei Never Sorry. It's an excellent film that's up right now.
What's it about?
It's about a Chinese activist artist named Ai Weiwei, who's imprisoned by the Chinese government. It's actually very funny and...
Thank you for seeing a documentary.
Yeah, Morgan, I saw it because Morgan called me and asked me to see I love Morgan's movies too. I like documentaries. People should see documentaries. They're very
documentaries good. Are awesome. Like, but that's the funny thing about like reading critical analysis of them is like critics seem to just love documentaries. So like every single one they tend to
except my documentaries.
What? Critics like this the first one.
It's you have to almost die for them to like it. That's what it is.
Grizzly Man is great.
Grizzly Man is great.
Yeah, yeah.
When Blair the subject Witch. Has Blair passed, Witch is it's a good. Good documentary.
Yeah, those people were all dead. Blair Witch people.
Silkwood. Oh wait, that wasn't a documentary.
Yeah. But you know what though? To support Morgan's documentary thing, which I think is a good thing, let's go down the line and. John, what's a great documentary that you've seen?
Oh, man, I'm going to mess up.
I meant John Hamm.
Oh.
It's stupid. I'm the stoner. I had to do that joke at some point. No, what were you going to say?
Jiro or Hero, Dreams of Sushi? That's great. That's wonderful.
That's like an animated...
Yeah, it's an animated kung fu movie. Yeah. No, it's a documentary about a sushi guy in Tokyo, right? Or Kyoto? Tokyo?
All right, yeah, so check that one out. John Hamm, John H.
I just saw a wonderful documentary. I don't know if it's been released yet, called Brooklyn Castle.
Mm.
About an independent intermediate school in Brooklyn that's a Title I school, very, very poor, and they have they've won like 26 high school chess championships somehow, and it's an impressive story.
So yeah, it's really impressive. The teachers there are extremely dedicated, and the program keeps getting cut in half.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
But they still take these kids to play chess, and they're amazing at it. And yeah, it's really, really good, powerful movie, and already being made into a fictional.
Yeah, they're going to fictionalize it.
Yeah, they're going to fictionalize it and make it into a movie. I'm sure that
Coolio will do the soundtrack. Michelle Pfeiffer will play the
Denzel Washington, and Michelle Pfeiffer will be the coaches.
That'd be great. Charlize Theron is going to play a tiny black kid.
It's about time.
If you love Monster,
it's about time.
You're going to love this. So.
Yeah, but Brooklyn Castle,
I
saw it South by Southwest, yeah. And I loved it, and I fawned all over the people who made it, and it got me nowhere, got me no traction in this business. Paul, what about, have you said a documentary yet?
I think I started the whole thing off.
You really did. What's another good one?
One of my favorites is it's called Christian the Lion, which was about
They will have your back on anything.
I saw it years and years ago, and it reduced me to tears. These two guys buy a lion from Harrods in London. You can get anything at Harrods, and. And they realize that they need to integrate him into the wild, and they go to they take him to Africa, and he's integrated into this pride, and then they go back a year later and visit him. Sounds great, doesn't it?
That does sound good.
Grey Gardens?
American Movie is a great one.
American Movie is fantastic.
Yeah. Mike Birbiglia?
There's this isn't a movie, but it's a documentary television series that Ira Glass, who produced my movie, made. It's This American Life TV series. It was on Showtime, and now it's on Netflix. And there's an episode that is like must see. I think it's one of the best pieces of anything I've ever seen, which is there's an episode about this guy named Mike who is paraplegic and has a girlfriend and has like relationships, and it's one of the most fascinating things I've ever seen. So I'd look for that.
Does he play Murder Ball?
No, that's another movie. That's a movie called Murder Ball.
Those guys don't have girlfriends. And
are you roasting the cast of Murder Ball?
I will fucking take you on, Murder Ballers. You will. You could come at. You could hurt my ankles, but other than that, no. I love Murder Ball, but also yours sounds interesting too. And
I had nothing to do with mine.
You're pulling the strings behind Ira Glass. Don't joke around.
That's right. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yeah, you're his puppet master. And Morgan, what about any more to add?
I love docs that make people want to watch like more docs that are fun, like King of Kong, Hands on a Hard Body, which is an amazing film, Heavy Metal Parking Lot, which you guys should check all these out if you like to hang out in parking lots and.
Yeah, those last two sound like the same movie.
Hell House is another great one, where it's about a church that they create a haunted house every year, but inside all the rooms of the haunted house are people acting out scenes that were written like, I've got to get an abortion, and she's screaming in a bed. And so at the end, after people go through all of these scenes in the haunted house, they go into a room and the guy goes, now it's a choice. Behind that door is hell. Behind this door is eternal salvation. And people are like, fuck it, I'll go for the eternal salvation. Let's do it. You know, where it's like after going through all this crazy shit in the haunted house. But yeah.
But what they fail to mention is the hell door behind there is some cupcakes.
That's right.
So You decide what
naked
you want,
naked women
everybody.
And cupcakes behind that door.
But yeah. That, what's that movie called?
It's called Hell House.
Yeah, when that movie came out, some enterprising people out in Los Angeles put together...
They put the show up in L.A.
They put that actual haunted house up, and I got to perform in it, and it was really disturbing.
Yeah.
Like, they've got one room that's like a school shooting.
That's
like,
right.
Like, oh, come on, and bring the kids.
They've been doing it here in New York. They were doing it here in New York for a couple of years, too. There was a theater company that was doing it.
Yeah, yeah, that's a fantastic idea. I mean, that's what all haunted houses are, is just like people jumping out at you when you walk around the corner and telling you you're going to go to hell. Those are the basics. I saw Expendables 2 yesterday.
Kind of like Hell House.
Or as I like to call it, still expendable, bucket list protocol. Have you been to the movies lately, John Mulaney?
Yeah, what did I see? I saw Celeste and Jesse Forever, which is great. I saw Beast of the Southern Wild, which we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Dark Knight Rises, the new Batman.
Yeah, we heard.
That I saw it?
Of those three, I know those are three completely different kinds of movies, but of those three, which one was your favorite? Yeah, real Sophie's choice.
Yeah. Celeste and Jesse are... I did not like Dark Knight Rises, so I was
what?
Off board. Yeah, I did not care for it at all. But I
will
like...
kill you if you don't like the movie. How dare you speak to me that way?
That's good.
Seriously, though, why doesn't he ever block his face if he has a mask on that if you break it, he won't be able to breathe?
Yeah, he built a mask that if you break it, like, one block, little valve.
You think he
yeah.
would defend himself a little bit more when fighting. So which one did you say was the best one?
I'd go Beast or Celeste and Jesse. I did not care for Dark Knight Rises
okay.
all that much.
All right.
John also saw Sleepwalk with me.
Oh, Sleepwalk with Me was fantastic. But that was a while ago. Sorry, I'm talking like the last week, Mike.
No, I know what you meant.
I saw Sleepwalk with Me at South by Southwest and then ran into you, Mike, and said very confidently, you know, I really loved your movie. And that's a great feeling when that happens. Because if I hadn't loved it, I would have been uncomfortable. So thank you for not fucking it up and making me uncomfortable.
Yeah, you and Todd Barry and Brendan saw it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was really nervous because it's scary when comedians see your movie. Because it's about comedy.
You'd be nervous about opening yourself to Todd Barry and exposing your inner self.
Well, he's not very judgmental, so it's, you know,
everyone in this business worries what Brendan Walsh is going to think. But yeah, it was, you know, we all, I think they enjoyed it, as I said to you later, awkwardly. Yeah, I think those other guys enjoyed it, but I definitely did, and go see it, you guys. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, I really want to see Hope Springs, for real, and my girlfriend won't go, and she said maybe my mom will go with you, and she asked her mom, and her mom said no.
There's a Hope Springs...
No one will see if anyone wants
Hope
to see
Springs
Hope Springs.
There's a Hope Springs joke on this podcast 2 weeks ago that was brilliant.
How did it go?
It said... Wait, I was just listening
to
it today.
I'd be the last one to remember.
Oh, fuck.
How was it?
It was from a Twitter person. Had they sent it in.
Oh, yeah. I got it. Guy in the audience knew it, too. Hope Springs was filmed in WiMAX.
WiMAX?
at Jerry Duggan wrote that. He's a talented comic book writer person. That's what you sound like, sir. Not to the listeners, because they probably heard silence and then me going, because the audience isn't individually mic'd. John Hamm, have you been to the movies?
I have.
What'd you see?
I saw a movie called The Intouchables, which was very good. It's a French movie, and apparently, like, the biggest...
Subtitles.
Totally.
Get out
totally.
Your reading glasses and your sleep mask. But it's very inspirational, that movie,
indeed.
I'm
Did
told.
Did you see it?
Like, you... No, but you... You walk out of there on, you know, like, just elated.
The triumph of the human spirit. Imagine yeah. driving Miss Daisy...
Okay.
I know. Right, I've got Paul.
No. I'm.
Where
right,
is this going?
All right.
But if Miss Daisy was a quadriplegic,
well, then she clearly has to be driven
and French,
and French,
and French.
All right.
And male.
Okay.
And super wealthy.
This movie sounds hilarious.
Oh, and if Morgan Freeman was black.
And if Morgan Freeman was black. And young, and from like the French projects, and African.
If the character was played by a man who's never been God or president, then that's what you're gonna see. But yeah, I do wanna check that out. And Paul, have you been to the movies?
Well, I saw Beasts of the Southern Wild. And,
you said that before.
I'll tell you. Woo!
I have been to the movies recently.
Did you see Beast of the Southern
Wild? I did see that one. Moonrise Kingdom. Which, by the way, sitting in the row in front of me, John Slattery from your show.
At the yeah, movie,
I
in
bet
the movie
he theater?
Of course plays. He, of course, plays the buxom secretary on Mad Men.
Has anyone seen Compliance yet?
Yeah, I love it. I love Compliance.
Is that movie disturbing?
Did you see it?
No, but I love Craig Zobel.
Yeah, Craig Zobel is great.
The film
he did this movie called Great World of Sound. I think that was his first film, and that's totally worth seeing if people haven't seen it. Compliance is one of my favorite movies this year. I thought it was incredible. Yeah, it is disturbing. It is in kind of a good way. Doug, have you left the show?
Listen, I can't stick around because I'm going to go do the spa that John Mulaney was going to run off to. So, Morgan Spurlock, we have one more. Or wait, Birbiglia, have you seen any movies lately? Did we already talk to you about that?
I saw Beasts of Southern Wild. And
Mike, you know what you need to check out, though? Is Compliance.
Right.
Really. It's very disturbing, but in a good way.
Last night I saw Ruby Sparks, which I liked.
What?
Ruby Sparks, Zoe Kazan, Paul Dano.
Oh, Ruby Sparks.
Yeah, Ruby Sparks.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Saw Celeste and Jesse, saw Ai Weiwei Never Sorry, which is what I said. Yeah.
Just looking for recommendations or pans.
I feel, yeah, no, I'm not going to do
that.
Now that
you're part of that community, you can't insult other movies.
I just want to say I recommend all of Paul's movies. I really thought they were great. I don't not recommend anything. I liked a lot of movies.
Outlook.
Good movies this summer.
I should say, Doug, and I was a little bit not forthcoming when I brought my gift, which you didn't mention to anybody at the top of the show. It's a Doug Loves Movies T-shirt that I signed.
Yeah,
I'll be dead honest.
He signed
with you.
It right on the heart.
It's the shittiest gift I've ever given in like the fifth time I've done this podcast. Terrible gift. That said, as I said, I was a little not forthcoming, and Mike was recommending Paul's wonderful movies. I did bring a grab bag. Of Paul Rudd movies.
Let's go through them, yeah, and then everybody rank them on a skin.
There's an idiot brother.
Okay.
There's a Wanderlust.
I think it's Wanderlust. Wanderlust.
There's an I Love You Man.
It's I Love You Man.
And there's Dinner for Schmucks.
You are always the title character in all of your films.
Above the title character, by the way.
An idiot and a schmuck.
Does anybody hunger for games? Now this part is going to be particularly fun tonight because Morgan's been on the show before, but the other three gentlemen have not, and John Hamm, of course, is a master of these games. So a savant, if you will. He doesn't claim to know anything other than how to play this game. And or I should say the games, because we'll play a quick one, and then do you really want to go, John, or are you going to stay?
What time is it?
Did you push back your thing or cancel it?
I'm going to push it back a
little. Let's cancel it right now.
Well, I don't know. I can't quite cancel it.
You can't cancel it, but just tell him. Let me just tell him, listen.
Let me deal with this. All right.
Yeah,
he's going to deal with it.
No, we want to take care of that first.
John, who are the plans with?
Just some, you know, I thought famous people, and then I showed up here, and I was like, they're a bunch of shit kickers. I'm running late.
You were going to blow me off for some B-list shit.
I got Taylor Negron and Todd Barry waiting at a restaurant in Midtown.
You thought you were going to be sitting here with Pete Holmes. Not tonight, baby. Yeah.
Todd and Taylor watching a candle burn down while I yuck it up with all the hot new talent.
All right, so you think you're working it out?
I'll go when I need to go. But no, I meant that in a friendly way. not in the horribly aggressive way it came out. I'll go when I need to go. I'm running late. Maybe 30 minutes? ? Sorry. Maybe 30 minutes? I'm asking you. What am I doing? I don't know. I might be late.
That's all this city is just a series of texts about how much longer it's going to take for you to get to the next thing.
Hi, babe. I live minute to minute. ?
People that live here have another thing to go to always. Sorry, I'm going to be late for going to sleep tonight, pillow. I'll make it up to you tomorrow when I jerk off into you.
Hey, pillow, still in Midtown. Start without me.
Midtown pillow.
Hey, pillow, if not tonight, brunch tome? ?
Are you available for brunch? Is that what that means?
What was that?
Because I go to brunch.
Would everyone like to go to brunch tomorrow?
Oh, shit.
Monday brunch, the tradition.
No one has a job.
Where should we go? That sounds good. I'll see you guys there at 9 a.m.
Midtown.
On my way out of town. Let's play a game called How Much Did This Shit Make? Where we'll start down there with Morgan on the other end. And each of you gets to bid, without going over, how much you think, according to Box Office Mojo, what the total domestic earnings were for Batman and Robin from 1997, starring George Clooney, Chris O'Donnell, and Arnold. I almost called him Alfred. And as Alfred, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Would you like me to clean the living room?
Nice to meet you. That's right. He was the fucking Iceman, and all of his lines were Mr. Freeze, I mean. Dr. Freeze?
He was 10 credits short of his doctorate. He's still pretty bitter about it, and he would rather you not bring it up in front of people. Thanks a lot, Doug. He tried really hard. He slept in. He missed his final. He feels as shitty as you do.
Okay, Morgan, how much do you think that movie made domestically in
$8
total run?
Without going over.
Without going over.
indeed,
I'm going to say
without going over.
See, that was before we knew better. So I'm going to say it was $90 million.
Okay. And we go to Mike Birbiglia.
It was I actually know this one. It was mediocre dollars in unwatchable sense. $75 million.
$75 million,
sorry, really.
Okay. And then Paul.
I'm going to say $210 million.
Okay, so Paul's out. John Hamm.
I have a feeling it made over $100 million, so I'm going to say $101 million.
101. And then we leave it to John Mulaney.
Okay. Bill and Ted made like 40. And I was like, that's the biggest movie ever. And I was in an argument, and I was like, that movie made like hundreds of millions of dollars. And the other person was like, no. That's the only side they had to take. I'm going to go low. $1. I'm going to go 65.
Okay, so we have Morgan said 90, Mike said 75, Paul said, well, Paul's out. John said...
It didn't make $210 million?
John said $101 million. And
I think it's Ham.
John Mulaney said 65. And our winner, without going over, is John Hamm with $101
million. Wow.
Was it 150?
Because it made $107.3 million.
Wow. John Hamm, you're going to the Showcase Showdown. That is... You might have won them both. This has been a Mark Goodman, Bill Todman production.
Goodson, Bill Todman.
Yes.
Mulaney, what are you texting?
Yes, I will. So sorry.
Oh, my God. It's like, get here as soon as you can for the
His
delivery of your
demands.
Baby.
Pillow was needy. My cleaning lady texted me. Oh, that's fine. That's okay.
But you're working it out, though?
We're working it out.
Okay, good. So we'll have you stick around for the next game.
No, I'm going to stay. It's just how much I'm apologizing now. It's just about apologies.
Yeah, just type, I've apologized for making a choice.
Don't worry, I'll propose when I get home.
I think what was funny about that...
John Hamm just took a picture to incriminate you.
The reason I did that is because we were invited to the same thing. I'm not bothering to make excuses, but I am sending them a picture an excuse.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. John, look. John
you're
and
not,
John.
You're not making
John
excuses.
And John, look this way. I have not been invited to this dinner, so I feel as an impartial judge, I should send this.
This is I was not
proof
involved
positive
at all.
That both Johns are not.
I just want to have a good photo to show my wife when I get home.
Is my show still happening?
I'm so happy I'm staying. Very excited.
All right, he's all set. Both of the bars are open. Let's do this. Yeah, it might take a while, you guys, because, there's still enough time that I'm going to try to play two more games. Starting with Build a Title. People love it. I don't know why. I don't know why they love it. John Hamm and Morgan Spurlock are probably the only people who have played this before. John's going to get to go first. And then we'll go to Paul from there. So stand by, Paul.
All right.
And good luck. Build a title is where you take turns adding to a title of you take movies, known movies, and make the title longer. Like if we start with Godfather, you could go, "Oh Godfather," to add a title to the beginning, or "Godfather of the Bride" to add a title to the end. And it goes like that. What's that in the audience? What the fuck are you trying to say? I thought so. But thank you for your help. I appreciate it, even though I don't know what you were trying to do, because I yelled at you. So, at @poon_drizzle3.
There are two other poon drizzles?
There are...
I'm two.
There
I'm
are two.
Two
other poon_drizzle3.
I'm six.
It's a tough name to get. that person place or thing suggested as a starter title the Tom Cruise classic Days of Thunder. So, John, you need to add something that ends with days or begins with thunder.
Strange Days of Thunder.
Strange Days. I like it.
Well done.
End of Days would have been a way to go. So now... It's just an option.
Do it wrong, Doug?
Just an option. Just what
Some
I...
Some of Fiennes' finest.
Just what I had written
strange
down.
Strange Days.
But so we go to Paul Rudd, and he has to have a movie that ends in strange or begins with thunder or dir.
Oh, jeez. Strange Days of Thunder. All right.
Thunder.
Can I mix in Thunderdome?
No,
are we beyond Thunderdome?
That wouldn't work. That wouldn't work.
It would not work. Okay, strange.
It's just got to be thunder something.
All right.
Can't be thunder, comma, tropic.
Can't do that?
No. Also, it doesn't... Please don't yell out in the audience.
Don't yell out Thunderbird. Country Strange Days of Thunder. Country Strange.
Country Strange?
Yep. Yep.
Country. So confident and so wrong.
No, that's what it is.
Okay, so Paul's out for this round. We go to Mike. Can you think of any movie that ends in strange or begins with thunder?
Strange Days of Thunder, African Skies.
Oh, shit! Oh, you could do that. Oh, that's clever. That's great.
It's a new Paul Simon film under African Skies.
Thunder the Rainbow. I didn't realize you could break it up, huh?
Oh, you didn't realize the game had rules?
I'll sit this one out. I'm going to sit this one out.
Just for now. You'll be back in.
All right.
Okay, so we have Strange Days of Thunder, African Skies. So,
Strange Days... Okay, so yeah. It's Strange Days of Thunder, African Skies.
Uh-huh.
Strange Days of Thunder Under African Skies Wide Shut.
Oh, nice.
Wow, is that good?
Skies Wide Shut. Oh, I know what I would do with Shut. But we're going to John Mulaney.
Okay.
So you need something that ends in strange.
Okay, I have Strange Days of Thunder, African Skies Wide, Shut Up, Little Man.
There's a movie called Shut Up, Little Man?
It's a documentary. It's a documentary.
It's a documentary, everybody. Give it up for documentaries. Up in the second booth.
second
row. And then I was saved by documentaries.
Okay, I would have gone Shutter Island, but that's cool.
That was the wrong answer.
Shut up, little man.
I'm crazy like that. John Hamm, what do you think? What do you think of that? Ends in stranger, begins with man.
Strange days of thunder, African skies, wide shut up, little man of the house.
Paul, you're out.
Damn it!
You'll be back in the next round, Mike.
Strange days of thunder, African skies wide shut up, little man of the house, party two. Only give it up for the deuce!
Now, audience, back me up on this. House Party 2 had no extra title. It didn't have a subtitle, right? It was not called Ghost Protocol, sir. All right, so now we're back to Morgan with, you need something ends in stranger, begins with two.
Strange days of thunder, African skies, wide shut up, man of the house, party too big to fail.
Too big to fail. Another great documentary.
Did that have more of a title beyond Too Big to Fail? Like the story of blah, blah, and blee, blee? Let me look that up.
But I like it. I like where you're going with that.
I'm
going
to look that up really quick because I think it has more words to it. Too Big to Fail was an HBO thing?
Was it?
It's not a movie, it's HBO.
Okay, you're out.
But it was a movie on HBO.
Yeah, but you're out. HBO documentaries?
That was actually a scripted film.
Okay, still doesn't count.
No, I think it should count. I have the DVD.
Okay, it counts.
Okay. I thought he was going to say you're out, too. No, you're out. Oh, you bought that shit? You're out, too.
All right, John Mulaney, what are you going to do with that?
So we're going off fail?
Fail. We're going with fail.
Okay. Strange days of thunder, African skies wide shut up, little man of the house party, too big to failure to launch.
Yes. Obviously.
Which is a documentary about two people on a movie poster in linen clothing leaning against each other.
John Hamm, you still in this?
Apparently.
Okay. What do you think? Ends in strange? Nobody's really jumping at that one. Or begins with
people
launch.
Are strange. Days of thunder, African skies wide shut up, little man of the house party, too big to failure to launch.
What's People Are Strange? Is that a Doors documentary?
I don't know. Sounds like a movie.
John Hamm is holding his microphone like Eminem, by the way.
I've just lost myself in the music the moment you own
There's
it.
There's no movie called People Are Strange.
Google it. I may be wrong.
I think you definitely are wrong.
There's well, Melanie's just texting.
There's a lady who's illuminated back there. She's looking it up. There's no movie called People Are Strange. Who starred in it, John?
Those guys.
Okay, you're out.
That one time.
Mike, do you have anything?
Is his count?
Oh, sorry, Paul. Oh, Paul's out. Mike.
Wait, I don't understand.
I didn't mean to rub it in.
You're not going to count John's? He seems confident.
People Are Strange?
I heard that. Wasn't that the theme song?
John's characters in movies and television are smart, so I can only assume he is smart.
He was kind of dumb in Bridesmaids. 30 Rock, very dumb, very dumb on 30 Rock. Good call, sir. This audience is in whether we like it or not.
What's the ending then? What's the...
Well, the ending is launch.
Oh. I don't know.
It doesn't count. There's no... It's
not,
not
count?
What?
No on...
Not a movie.
No on...
Not a movie.
People Are Strange?
Not a movie.
Yeah, People Are Strange is no way.
No way
I'm falling for that shit.
He's on IMDb right now, playing the rest of this in protest.
Yeah, no, it might be a movie, but you have to, as the player, you have to know what the movie is.
Well, then I'm definitely out.
Okay, so Strange, and then what's the last one?
Launch.
Launch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Launch?
Yeah, I can't, I'm not coming up with anything.
I pass.
There's a place to eat at Disneyland called the Launching Pad, but that won't work. Because that's a place to eat at Disneyland.
It's just not a good word to start a movie title with.
Unless it was the title of the
who
movie.
Who added Failure to Launch? Who did that?
Who was
who,
in it?
Who was it? No, who's the one that added it?
I added that.
Okay, so yeah, you might be our winner. Because Morgan, do you have anything to add?
Maybe.
Oh. What do you got? Has to end in strange or begin with a launch.
Okay. Hold on 2 seconds.
Okay. Everybody hold on.
I'm going to go with...
While we wait, he's going to make another movie.
I'm going to go with Strange Days of Thunder. African skies wide shut up. Little man of the house party. Too big to fail. To launch love. Shitty chitty bang bang.
He just threw down their mic like Chris Rock.
That's fun, but that doesn't count.
Boo!
You guys are awesome. So John Mulaney's our winner.
Thank you, but I like Morgan's too.
But that was a great try. That was really, you really threw it.
I win the DVD and my album and stuff.
Yeah, you win all the stuff everybody brought.
Thank you.
Congratulations. No, you just win the opportunity to go first in the Leonard Maltin game.
Oh, wow.
Which we will play right now after everyone selects a name tag from the audience of who you would like to play for. There's a fucking Spuds McKenzie doll in the audience. There's a girl with a flask.
Okay, what do you want?
I see a bear. Don't forget the balcony area. There's some good ones up there. What do you think? Oh, Morgan's got one?
There's a lady with a flashlight up in the balcony.
Wow, is Paul really all the way up there? Wow, he really went up into the balcony. Paul Rudd, everybody.
The lady in the balcony has like a, there's something going on in the backyard size flashlight.
Does this have a name? It washed
off?
She's
got a big flashlight up there. Thanks for bringing it.
I'm going to take the monkey.
Oh, John Mulaney's picking a stuffed bear.
A guy gave me a pack of cigarettes, but it didn't have anything on it.
I mean a monkey. I meant bear. You don't have to bring it to me, but... Yeah, you hold on to it. Oh, this is kind of fun. Somebody that Paul picked took a bunch of hello, my name is name tags and stuck them on a piece of paper until it spells what? What does it spell?
Arise.
Arise? There's a person named Arise?
I have Syrah.
Oh, you mixed them all up. You totally fucked it up, Paul.
Oh, sorry, I...
Arise. Okay, so Paul's playing for Arise. Who are you playing for, Mike Birbiglia?
Ambers. Ambers. There's a plural of Amber, I guess.
What's the, what, can you describe her name tag?
Oh,
oh, it's the movie Heathers.
It's the movie Heathers.
And she changed it to Ambers.
Yeah.
Because that's just as, because not unlike Heathers, that's a fucking stupid girl name. Stupid girl name. All girls named Amber are stupid. No offense, Ambers who are listening, of which there's probably not many.
The Heathers DVD, which is what this is on, said the quote is, without Heathers, there would be no Jawbreaker, no Mean Girls, and certainly no Juno.
I especially love, it's the 20th high school reunion edition.
Yeah.
How, where would we be without Jawbreaker? Thank God, Heathers.
I love this gay DVD. I love this.
Who are you playing for, Morgan?
I'm playing for Chloe. And Chloe gave me a spectacular picture of Terry Hulk Hogan. It says American Made on it. Yeah, brother. I'm playing for you, Chloe.
But her name is Terry?
Her name is... It's her middle name. Her middle name's Terry.
Who are you playing for again, Mike? I forgot already.
Ambers.
Oh, Amber. 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 And John like, Hamm, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Lori, and it's her birthday.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday, Lori.
That's
not true. I know Lori, and it's not her birthday.
All right, birthday, Lori. And John Mulaney, who are you playing for?
I am playing for the AIDS monkey. I'm playing...
That's the AIDS monkey?
This is the AIDS monkey.
That is ground zero?
He just winked at me. This is patient negative one, that French-Canadian flight attendant.
Yeah, I didn't mean ground zero. I meant patient zero.
I know. I didn't even, yeah. I just moved past it.
What are the odds that someone at ground zero would also be the first AIDS patient? That would be horrible.
Very low.
So horrible.
Very low.
And what's the monkey's name?
This is for Alexis.
Alexis, okay. Alexis brought a monkey. All right, so that's who everybody's playing for. And who just won Build a Title? I think it was John Mulaney. Yeah, Mulaney.
All right.
So we'll start with you on Leonard Maltin, and we'll go to Morgan from you, and then Mike and Paul and John. And you get to pick a category from three potential categories. Would you like either... At Dragon for Lunch suggested, Baby, It's Cold Inside, and that's movies where someone is inside a refrigerator. For some reason. Or, celebrating a birthday today, Matthew Perry, so the films of the great Matthew Perry. Paul worked with him.
Yes.
And the third category... is suggested by at Wilbur the Cat, Willem Dafoe, that's movies where Willem Dafoe plays a bad guy.
As opposed to when he plays a wacky neighbor that comes
sometimes out. He's a wacky neighbor, sometimes he's a guy in a red hat. Just that one time in Steve Zissou.
I'll go Willem Dafoe.
Okay, Willem Dafoe. This Willem Dafoe movie is from 1984. Yeah, early in the Willem Dafoe canon. 3 stars from Leonard Maltin. He says about this movie that it is stunningly photographed.
That's never a good sign.
And he also says, unfortunately...
It was a movie.
Unfortunately, we're left with the story, which can't carry the film to a really satisfying conclusion. And he lists 17 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, John Mulaney?
Oh.
Out of 17.
You're going from bottom to top.
Bottom
right?
to top, yeah. Just like a great massage. No dick skipping.
Can I do 17?
Yeah, you can open with 17 names.
Is that a good strategy?
Super smart strategy. Because if you hear all of these names, I bet you you might know what it is.
How does that affect future play?
Well, then Morgan has to decide whether to bid 16 or lower. Or,
all right.
You know,
I'll go after you. All right. This is my first time playing, so I'm going to go 17. I'm going to see how. I'm going to see what happens.
Everybody agrees with you. Morgan?
I'll go 7.
7? He knocked off 10 names. I'm no math whiz. Mike?
What advantage is there to me saying more than Morgan just said?
Or less. Yeah. You could just tell him, name it.
Okay, and 6. I just said it because John looked at me and said 6. And he seems smart in his characters in television and film.
Except 30 Rock.
Especially the town. I thought your character in the town was very cunning.
True.
And he was on it. Like, he knew when no one knew.
Right. That's why they totally didn't get away at the end.
No, no, he got away.
Right, because John blew it. John's character whiffed it.
But John's character knew why he got away.
Oh, is that good in the FBI to know why someone got away?
They got away because the guy that wrote the script directed the movie.
And like,
if you'd had the megaphone, if you'd had the megaphone.
Exactly.
6.
Got away.
He says 6, Paul. So you can tell Mike to name that movie.
Uh-huh.
Or you can bid even less names.
So I got to bid less names, or then he gets the movie and then I'm out first again?
No, no. No, if you ask him, if you ask Mike Birbiglia to name it and he fails, which is a possibility.
Then I get a point.
Then you will get a point.
But yeah. If he gets it.
Then he will get the point.
And then
and you will be not, you won't be penalized, but he'll be one more point closer to winning than you.
I see. And then if you don't get it, is he out? There's no out. It's just
nobody's
points.
Ever out.
I'll do him 5.
Hey, Paul.
Yes.
Yeah.
John has something he wants to say to Paul.
Yeah, I know what it's going to be.
Hey, Paul, name that movie.
I knew it.
John can't leave here tonight not the winner.
So now...
Yeah, he's going to do whatever it takes.
Right. Okay.
Even a cheating scumbag move. Like playing the game as it's supposed to be played.
I'm going to read you... That was probably pretty stupid of my part, wasn't it?
I'm going to read you 5 names.
Okay.
From the cast of this movie.
And did you say the year or you didn't?
I might
1984.
Have. I might have. 84.
Uh-huh.
3 stars from Leonard Maltin.
Yeah.
That's usually not very helpful because he has his own taste. But it's stunningly photographed. And
can I try it with no names?
Well, if you yeah, but I mean, bet. I think
no, don't do that.
Everyone
in the
might...
audience just wants, they're all like, no, don't do that. They honestly were like, don't.
Hearing the names might help.
All
so
right.
You might as well. You get 5 of them, and one of them is a band.
And one of them is Willem Dafoe.
Well, that's a 6th name because he's not in the bottom 5. He is the bad guy in this movie. And the names are The Blasters, Matthew Lawrence, Olivia Brown, Ed Begley Jr. Yeah, and Maureen Jahan, who of course is famous for being Jennifer Beals' dancing double in Flashdance. I've said too much. What do you think it is, Paul?
Is it Streets of Fire?
Now, are you saying that because that's your guess or that's something somebody in the audience said that you heard?
No, that was the only one I could think of.
That is correct. Because I heard someone say it, so please don't say it.
Honestly, I was going to say it with no names, and none of those names helped.
Yeah, those are very, very not helpful names.
All right.
But Paul Rudd is on the board. He has a point.
Yeah. It's just a point? Just 1 point for that?
All right, I feel vindicated.
I want to go back to when Paul first saw that film. I want to hear about the experience that stuck that in your brain.
I never saw it. I just remember the previews on HBO. Was Michael Biehn in that?
Where has Michael Biehn?
He's been everywhere.
What movie? No, it's it's the guy Michael Paré. Michael Paré. And
right.
Diane Lane. Yeah. And yeah. And
I just want to.
Well, it's directed by what's his name, Walter Hill, and it's not a bad movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I hear it's beautifully photographed.
Oh, fucking stunningly.
Stunningly photographed.
I just want to say for the record, for people listening and not watching, that was Paul getting that right was more excited than I've ever seen him in any movie.
So psyched. Totally psyched.
If people want the picture home.
I'll be honest, I'm exhausted now.
Winning is fun. Okay, so since John challenged Paul, we'll start with John Mulaney. John Hamm challenged Paul. We'll start with John Mulaney and then go towards John Hamm. And you get to pick a category, John.
Of the same three?
No.
Oh.
New categories.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, it's like a game show, but if I was in charge... So it's not perfect, but it does have its own set of rules. The King of Pancakes category is one of your options. That's a movie that was number one at the box office 10 years ago to this very day. The number one movie at the North American box office 10 years ago. Or Fragrant Bleach suggested a category called Top Billed, which is a movie that was mentioned in an earlier game tonight on the show. Yeah. People are like, easy. Know it. Or at Rhea, R-E-E-H underscore 24, suggested Hunger Games, and that's movies that have an eating contest in them. So would you like an eating contest? A movie that was mentioned earlier tonight or the number one movie 10 years ago?
Eating contest.
Eating contest. There was an eating contest in this movie from 1986. Leonard Maltin gives it 3 stars. He calls it affectionate. And he also says, only complaint, the high volume of 4-letter words.
Ooh.
Yes. Leonard prefers 6- and 8-letter words. And he lists 8 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? John Mulaney?
2.
2 names! Strong opening bid. We go to John Hamm. What does he have to say?
0.
0 Damn. Names. Damn. That is a serious fucking player. Paul Rudd, you can either say, name that movie, or you can go into negative names. And that's where if you say -1 name, that means you can name the top billed actor in addition to naming the movie. 2 names, top 2
has
billed.
Has to be in order?
In the right order, yeah. So how deep do you think you can go? People on this panel seem to know what the movie is, but do they know the billing of the actors in this movie?
I'll go -1.
Wow. First time player grasping -1 and running with it. He's not confused, or maybe he is. What do you think of that, Mike?
Paul Rudd, you name that.
Oh, okay. So Paul needs to name the motion picture.
Is it Stand By Me?
That is correct. Settle. Who was the top billed performer in the motion picture Stand By Me?
Was it Will Wheaton?
That is correct! Paul Rudd wins the entire game. Paul Rudd is our winner. He fucking took it down to Chinatown.
Amazing.
people are on their feet, and by people, I mean one really big guy.
They don't put them in every movie for nothing.
Yeah, you really pay attention on the set. Because you're in every movie. And
I think I was billed like fourth.
Very
in that
well
one.
Done.
I'm not sure. Right past Jerry O'Connell.
Don't show
off. All right,
off.
So where is the person you were playing for? The mixed up name?
Anus.
It's Anus. Where is Aries at? Where's Aries at? Come get your prizes. You win all of this stuff. Coming down from the very... this is like the Golden Globes when somebody from TV wins something. There you go. Yeah. Congratulations, Aries. Now, the question is, do the rest of the name tags have shitheads on the back? This one does not. Does anybody have a shithead written on the back of their name tag?
Well,
no.
This has a name.
All right, so the people that also participated, please come up and
write down
some shitheads here. There's a shithead on the back of that one? Okay, good. But if you didn't write it on the back, come right to here and fill it out. And really? That's a weird one. And you don't need one, Paul, because you won. They get the satisfaction of having one.
Is this thing in the back?
Oh, here, write it down on that piece of paper over there. And I will pick it up and do it. And Morgan Spurlock, Mansum on the internet.
On Yahoo.
Check that out. Mike Birbiglia, Sleepwalk With Me, opens on...
Friday on... You guys in New York City, Friday and Saturday, the 24th and 25th, Ira Glass and I will be doing Q&As at every single screening, 14 screenings in 2 days, at the IFC Center. We're doing Q&As after every show.
Okay, IFC Center, go and see Ira and Mike after every showing of Sleepwalk With Me. Paul Rudd, This Is 40 out in December.
That's right, yes.
And... You're just going to be in every David Wayne and Judd Apatow movie from now on, right?
Probably.
Yeah. You seem to do all right with those guys. Things are going pretty good. John Hamm, what's up with you?
Friends with Kids, DVD and VOD. Please go check it out.
Yeah.
It's a really good film.
Check it out on VOD. Regular guest on the show, Adam Scott, is also in there. And yeah. Good stuff. John Mulaney, get his CD new in town. And are you watch SNL this fall?
Yeah, watch it.
Yeah, watch it.
Saturday nights at 11:30 on NBC. Every week a new live show.
What does this even say? Someone wrote a whole email address and then something else. What? But am I supposed to call you a shithead? Is that what you were writing down, or you just messaged to me? All right, I'll call you a shithead. Oh, I see. Okay. I think I see what you did. There should be four shitheads, right? Okay, I got four. All right, and DouglasMovies.com for all of my information about me. Let's hear one more time for all my guests. John Mulaney, John Hamm, Paul Rudd, Mike Birbiglia, Morgan Spurlock. Let me get a picture of you guys really quick. Nice. And as always, Granola is a shithead. Sarah Lahew is a shithead. Katherine Heigl is a shithead. And Albert Nobbs is a shithead.